So I'm at Waterloo Station with Tom, who has revolutionised breakfast for many thousands of commuters. Tom, it's more than 4 years since you started selling your healthy breakfast products to commuters, first of all at Waterloo East. What sort of reaction did you get in those early days from your first customers?
The reaction was great. You said it was revolutionary. It really was. For a lot of people, they realised they could actually get a great tasting breakfast that was actually really healthy for them at the same time, and actually did what we said it would do, which is fill them up, keep them going through till lunchtime.
And you started here at Waterloo, but you're now at lots of mainline stations in London, and it's not just commuters who can enjoy your products now. Tell us about some of the other places where people can get your breakfast products.
Well, we've been selling for several years into a lot of big offices in London and nationally as well. We also sell into a lot of independent cafes and shops, mainly London-based. Aside from that, some big ones we've got is we sell in Selfridges on Oxford Street, we sell in Waitrose's throughout the country, we sell in Ocado, the online retailer. We do about 1,000 products a day to Virgin Atlantic. And most recently, we've gone into 34 Sainsbury's convenience stores, again, around the country from Aberdeen down to London.
And I noticed the Waterloo Road branch is one of the ones on the list. I guess you've grown in those 4 years from being a very small kitchen table operation to being quite a large business. How have you maintained the sort of quality and the personal touch as you become a larger business?
Well, in terms of the quality of the product, I mean, that's absolutely paramount. I look after the quality directly myself. Every single batch we get produced, I'll test every flavour. We often tweak the ingredients just by fractions of a percent to get it exactly right. And it's not an easy thing to monitor. Oats vary a lot in their consistency throughout the season. In terms of the company feel, we've got a really tight-knit bunch of people. You know, we've been going for 4.5 years. We've had, highs and lows during that time. And throughout it, we've had a really strong bunch of people and people that are really focused on driving Momma to be the best breakfast company and best breakfast product out on the market.
And have you found that as the economic conditions have changed over the 4 years, people are still willing to spend money on a sort of premium breakfast? Or have people's attitudes changed at all, do you think?
The vast majority of people will realise how important a good breakfast for us in the morning. And we charge £2 for our breakfast, which is actually really good value when you consider it's the full breakfast, and it will literally keep people going through till lunchtime. Having said that, undoubtedly there has been a drop-off since August 2008 when the recession kicked in. And that's bound to be the case. You know, people can get breakfast at home, they won't get as good a breakfast, but they can do that. But we are starting to see a bit of a pickup now, actually, since kind of May, June 2010.
And what next? How do you see things developing over the next year or two?
We want Momma to be the best breakfast on the marketplace, and we really believe it's head and shoulders above anything else out there. So we're really focused in that, and that's a very bold statement, but I think it's very justifiable. We've got a brilliant product and we've got a great team driving it. In terms of grab and go, I want it to be the best on the product. I want it to be the product of choice at shops and in coffee houses as well. So I really want to push Momma into anywhere that's looking for a premium healthy breakfast, both in terms of grab and grow but also take home breakfast. And we're developing a large big tub, it's called, that you buy in the supermarkets, take home, put in the fridge, and you could have it every day for your breakfast.